1, 170 feet northwest of Road 271, being Lot A42, within C Air Mobile Home, City Mobile Home Park, a variance from a maximal allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Your name and address.
Barbara Jean Fogarty, 19848 Sierra Avenue.
Do you swear firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am.
I am applying for a variance for a deck on a brand-new mobile home that I brought into the park in November. There are several circumstances that brought me to this point tonight. Initially, when I decided to build a deck, I went to the office, to the park management, and asked what I needed to do in order to put a deck on the property. They gave me the lot survey and their permission to apply for the permit to build the deck. At that time, I was told that as long as I kept with the 5-foot setback and the 20-foot setbacks to structures to each side, that I would not need a variance. I enlisted a contractor who also lives in the park, and he came down and applied for the appropriate permit. The inspector came out and inspected the original holes that were dug for the footers. He came back a second time to actually inspect the footers and gave us the go-ahead to start building the deck. During the week, I live in Wilmington, and I'm here on the weekends. The contractor called me after he had already begun the project and said that he had been called by the inspector that there had been a complaint that we were over the 35% rule on the lot, which I wasn't aware of at the time and wasn't informed by the office nor by the inspectors when they came out to inspect the actual footers. At that time, we had already started to build the deck, and I actually have pictures of it through various stages of the work. I had asked the contractor to continue with the deck because if you stepped off my porch, the joists were up, but there were no boards down. And because I'm not here during the week, I was concerned that someone, children in the area or whatever, it would create a safety hazard. Along with that, once the decking was put in, I asked him to continue with the rails because my insurance wouldn't cover the property without the rails on the deck. I know that ignorance, obviously, is not a reason. However, I did go through the proper channels. I've been in the park for 8 years. This is my third mobile home and, of course, my first brand-new one. As far as the 5 points, the size of the lot really prohibits me from putting it anywhere else where it wouldn't be on top of a structure that's next door. The second point, I could have put it on the sides applying for a variance, but because I was told if I put it on the front, I didn't need one, I went that route. The size of the lot obviously hasn't been created by me. I think that the house actually adds beauty and character to the development, which is what the park is working toward, as they've already said that any new structure, any empty lots that are currently being filled have to be replaced with new structures. And as far as number 5, I've gone with the minimum area. I think that it comes out to about 38 or 39% versus the 35%. So I'm just asking that I can receive the variance for that.
Did you apply for the permit or did your builder?
He's the contractor. I mean, I filled out all the paperwork and signed it. He just brought it down because I'm in Wilmington during the week.
Did you say you did check with the park office?
Yes, sir. I went to them. They actually gave me the copy of the survey and said that I didn't need a variance, that all I needed to do was apply for the permit.
And you gave them the size you were going to build?
Yes. They were given the drawings and everything. So, you know, and the office manager actually came out with the metal detector to make sure we had the 5-foot setback off the road. And the inspector was there when she was doing that as well. So.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman, any further? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I guess my curiosity is getting the best of me in that, with the permit clearly stating that it cannot occupy more than 35% of the total area, you know, where that mishap took place. Was it you got the permit, you gave it to the builder or your contractor?
No, he went down and picked up the permit for me.
Okay.
But I think when the inspector said, okay, here's your permit, put it in the window, you're good to go, you know, we would assume that he already took into consideration the 35%.
Is your builder willing to testify?
Yes.
Name and address, please.
My name is Dana Hansen. I live in Sierre.
Address?
19836 Sierre Avenue.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen, you're a licensed contractor in the state of Delaware?
Not licensed, no.
You picked up the permit?
Yes, sir.
Did you read the permit?
No, sir. I was told, I came, got the permit, and then it was, the height was over 30 inches, so I had to go to planning. I went there with the drawings, and everything was okay there. I came back out to the permit office, had to make out 2 checks, and I did, and was told everything was good to go. So I started work, I dug my footers, and called for the inspection, and he came out and said I was good to go. So I continued working.
In that you're not a licensed contractor, is it safe to assume that you don't have the proper insurances to cover such a situation?
No, sir.
Okay. And therefore, you're not aware of Delaware state law regarding other issues like workman's comp and those kinds of things?
No, sir.
Okay. My suggestion to you would be that you go out and get a contractor's license before.
Well, I work for a contractor. Tower Hudson builder, and things have been slow, so I was just trying to
state and the county have laws and rules and we need to follow them. Okay, thank you for your honesty. Appreciate that.
Other further questions?
No other questions.
No other questions. Okay, hearing no other questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three, four. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group, or to everyone that would like to speak, please come forward at this time and be sworn in.
Name and address.
Jeannie Sisk, 19796 Sierra Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Are you, Mrs. Sisk, are you doing the speaking for the group?
Homeowners Association, yeah. We had a number of calls and complaining about this. And reason being is because, and I'm going to pass this around, if you look at the deck, you can see from the stop sign, and here's Sierra, you can see that little white thing? It sticks out beyond everything. We had called the county and tried to get this stopped before it even proceeded because we knew it was wrong. Mm-hmm. What was going on is wrong. Again, what we have a problem with is never our homeowners, and I can see we have another homeowner stuck in the middle of a bad situation. And the people in the back can tell you that I have really lamented over even coming forward because the deck is already finished. But it's wrong. And we had a home recently put in Sierra, right on the corner, and Hal Godwin came in and checked it out for the 35%. The gal was told that the owners were told, Hal Godwin made it very clear to Cindy Surface, the manager, you know you can only put an X amount of a building shed in here because you're over 35%. She understands that, and here she approved again something that she should never have approved. She understands
once
the 35%.
Again, Ms. Sisk, you know, we don't enforce deed restrictions, covenances, or anything else. Okay, so the onus is on the property owner.
I know.
So if
but the manager approves it, and you would never even have gone forward with it unless that happens. Just wanted to get that part of the record.
Okay.
That's what we have a problem with. We have got to stick. We have a lot of homes in there. We're desperately working with the county at this particular point to get a 10-foot setback, which everyone is. Any mobiles put roadside. There's mobiles being put in there right now that are extremely, extremely dangerous. They're right on the road. They're going around curves, blind curves, and it's unfortunate that that would ever have been approved by the board, but they were. And I understand that you have to go by what the code is, and the code does read that. The thing of it is, it was 5 feet from the road. Now, also in the code, and I know you understand this too, we have such a problem with this. Then you, in the code of a 5-foot setback from the road, you can put a step in there, 4-foot step. So that means on the road, you can have 5-foot setback. Doesn't say boundary line. Of course, we have boundaries in there, surveyed, and it should be really 5 foot from the boundary line. Then you could put a 4-foot step. Then you're a foot from the road. It just is a very, very, very dangerous situation. This particular deck sits right across from the mailboxes. When there's people that come in, the other thing that they did not do and the county did not catch, and Sierra did not do, when they put the homes in, it's in the code that there has to be a 2-car parking spot. They did not even put in 2-car parking spot. So this gal is have one car, and then somebody comes to visit. The other car is sitting out in the road, and here you have the main drag going in that they haven't even accommodated that correctly. I have one other question that I like to ask and throw this out just to get it part of the record. We also have another variance coming up, which does not apply here. Her variance was waived by LBL. It has to be Mr. Lawrence Lank. We have another one coming in. It was putting in a shed for 35% coverage coming up on May 18th. Their variance wasn't waived, and I'm understanding that sheds are going to be out of the mix. We're working very desperately to get sheds out of the mix. We never had to pay any variances for sheds prior to, and we want to get the sheds out of the mix. We have a lot of problems with sheds. So we don't know why one can be waived and another person here for a variance coming up is not. I have a lot of questions about this.
That was a fee that was waived, not...
A fee that was waived, yes, sir. Hers was waived, and believe me, I can understand that.
We don't know why.
I know that. I know you don't. I just want to
put
on the record.
I would, but I...
I know. And another one that puts in a shed, and why they had to pay, and I'll argue that on May 18th. That's a mess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there
The one thing that I want to say is when Ms. Sisk addressed the 4-foot steps on the outside, the steps are actually part of that deck, if you look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. So there will not be anything outside that 5 feet. I understand that it has to be 5 feet off the roadway. As far as the parking, my driveway currently will hold one car. In July, from what I understand from Sierra Management, they will be doing blacktop for many of the driveways, repairs, as well as they plan to extend my driveway further back so that hopefully I can park more than one car. As far as people coming to visit me, there are parking spots on the other side of the field where they can park. And, you know, because I'm single, I only have one car anyway, so.
Ms. Fogarty, were you aware that Mr. Hansen didn't have a contractor's license, or wasn't?
No, sir.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, I didn't, you know, if I had gotten the variance and I wanted to have friends or whatever build the deck, as long as we stayed within the regulations, I didn't realize that that was an issue.
It probably wouldn't be if you were building it yourself, but you hired him to do that, correct?
Well, as my friend, he's doing it for me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,394 under advisement.
Maybe I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,394 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. What that means, ma'am, your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Okay, and the board's going to stand recess for about 10 minutes. Okay, I'm now call the board.